Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's get an update now on the new question that Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross okayed for the 2020 U.S. Census. Is this person a citizen of the United States? The question has launched 6 lawsuits against the government in what could be one of the most important legal battles of the decade, because the census count is used to figure out how many seats in the House states have, how federal dollars for things like Medicare and school aid are handed out. The first trial started this week in a Manhattan federal court where NPR correspondent Hansi Lo Wang has been hunkered down. Hansi, first, how did this question come to be on the census?
The question was added by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees the Census Bureau. He announced in March that he approved a Justice Department request for this question. And now the Census Bureau is working on plans to include this question on the forms for the 2020 census.
Well, and the Constitution says federal officials can design a census the way they see fit. And the Trump administration's Department of Justice says it wants this information to improve enforcement of the Voting Rights Act. How so?
Well, the Trump administration says it wants better citizenship data, specifically to enforce Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which has protections against discrimination of minorities, racial minorities and language minorities specifically. And the way it uses citizenship data to do that, the federal government uses this data to do that, is basically it needs to figure out how many citizens there are who are old enough to vote in a legislative district, and it needs to test out, you know, if a minority group's voting power has been diluted. And a way to do that is that you need to have citizenship data. But the thing is that for the entire history of the Voting Rights Act, which was enacted in 1965, for that entire history, the federal government has used citizenship data from a Census Bureau survey that went to some households, not all. And the survey is now known as the American Community Survey, which does include a citizenship question, the same one that the Trump administration wants to add to the 2020 census. But the key is that this information has come from a representative sample of the U.S. population, right, not from every household. And the administration says, you know, by relying on American Community Survey data, that's not comprehensive enough. But the plaintiffs in this lawsuit, as well as civil rights groups who watch voting rights cases very closely, they are very skeptical of that reasoning. Yeah. First, because the Trump administration has not filed any Section 2 voting rights cases since President Trump has been inaugurated. And also, they point to Census Bureau research that researchers at the Census Bureau say if you want more accurate, more comprehensive citizenship data, adding a question, a citizenship question, to the 2020 census is not the best way to do that.
Right.
Actually, there's a more accurate way and less costly way by using existing government records from the Social Security Administration, other agencies. But the Trump administration is insisting that this question be on the 2020 census.
Yeah, so I think it's an important point you make, that some career Census Bureau workers say this will discourage participation, which is what the plaintiffs are saying. In the New York lawsuits, there are more than 24 states and cities that are being led by the New York State Attorney General's office. And they say that the administration is making an excuse. This is a way to discourage immigrants from participating. And that pressure came from the Trump White House to do this. Make more of that case.
I've been looking through more than 12,000 internal emails, memos, other documents that have been released as part of these lawsuits. And it's very clear that after Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross was confirmed by the Senate, he started pressuring his staff to figure out a way to get this question onto the census. These documents and other court filings show that former White House advisor Steve Bannon spoke with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross about adding a citizenship question. Chris Kobach, the Kansas Secretary of State, who just lost the Kansas gubernatorial race, he also spoke with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and specifically was concerned that undocumented immigrants are included in census numbers used to reapportion seats in Congress. And this was all part of the conversation leading up to ultimately Wilbur Ross's decision. Yeah. And the concern here, again, is that this question, Census Bureau research, even more, you know, a recent preliminary results from a nationwide study were just put out about focus group participants who said that they feel that this question is designed to make people panic. And they fear that it's designed to help the government find undocumented immigrants. Mm. And it's important to point out, though, that federal law prohibits the Census Bureau from releasing any information that would identify individuals to law enforcement agency and to the public. To the public for, you know, 72 years until after it's collected. But many people that the Census Bureau has been checking in with to kind of prepare for their marketing campaign, they're hearing that they do not trust the government's going to keep that promise of confidentiality.
Well, meanwhile, this is reminding many of the travel ban, the proposed travel ban, when some suspected it was motivated by race or religion. But the Supreme Court said it's not our job to guess at ulterior motives of the president. We can only go off what he says he intends. It sounds as if this census case gets appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, as legal experts think it likely will. Something similar may happen, so we will follow this with Hansi Lo Wang, national correspondent for NPR, who, as we said, has been hunkered down there in New York, where this case is starting. Hansi, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.